here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
how you doing?
All right, let's do it.
Go.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Totally Useless Movie Trivia. It's a Cinescape podcast.
Yes,
I am Mike Sutherland. I don't know who I am talking with, other than somebody is on the other side of that mic.
This is the Reverend Jose.
The Reverend Jose.
Yes. I am here to talk about The Last Temptation of Christ.
Okay.
And all of the sacrilegiousness of that film.
Okay. Sacrilegiousness.
I'm here to shed the light on the subject.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Reverend Jose.
It's all about the God.
You don't sound Spanish or Latino.
Venezuelan.
Okay.
Dominican.
Puerto Rican.
Are you trying to do the devil subversion? Trying to sidetrack me from the truth?
Yes.
I'm going to spread the love of the Lord to everybody.
Okay.
And I'm going to shed the light of the Lord on this film, this piece of satanic trash.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Number 10.
10.
David Carradine claimed in a 2003 Entertainment Weekly interview to have been Martin Scorsese's first choice for the role of Jesus back in 1972.
Interesting.
I will tell you this, sir. There's no way that you could have the word of this man taken seriously. Do you know why?
Because he's a sinner.
Because he is the ultimate sinner when the man needs a belt to finish his evening.
Well, that would make sense. I mean, the book was published in 1955.
The man cannot ever. No.
Why?
Because did he make movies about our Lord and Savior? No, he did not. He made a TV show about Kung Fu tomfoolery.
I thought the show was about not just Kung Fu, but, you know,
you acceptance. Sound confused, sir.
Acceptance. Acceptance of people, cultures, race.
There's only one acceptance, and that is the true acceptance of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, sir.
What if you're a Buddhist?
Even the Buddhist has the Lord in his soul.
You know, you just said the one true acceptance is accepting the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus is there.
Not if you're in Japan.
Yes. They just haven't gotten wind yet. The technology hasn't advanced far enough for the word to get down to them yet.
So what you're saying is that they're on a lower level than you are.
Because they don't have the Lord, they are substandard.
Really?
Yes.
Good thing you don't live in Japan. All right.
Number 9.
9. Or India.
The author, Nikos Kazantzakis. What kind of a name? That sounds like the devil made that name of itself right there.
Greek.
Made this disclaimer in a prologue to The Last Temptation of Christ. This book is not a biography. It is the confession of every man who struggles. In publishing it, I have fulfilled my duty. The duty of a person who has struggled much, was much embittered in his life, and had many hopes. I am certain that every free man who reads this book, so filled as it is with love, will more than ever before, better than ever before, love Christ. I call complete malarkey.
Why?
Because he uses the words twist. He says he loves the Lord, but then he makes a film where the Lord shows his dingus, and then the Lord has premarital sex. No. Our Lord did not do any of those things. And I say, no, I will smite thee in his name. Enough said?
Why do they call it the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Because he is he's the boss, and he's also going to save you.
He's the boss? I thought God was the boss.
He's everything. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega, and he is the Zen master. If that was an actual believable thing, he would be that as well.
Zen is a Buddhist ideal.
Sometimes the Lord likes to relax. That's what Sunday evenings are for.
Okay.
Moving on.
Number eight.
Because of the controversies surrounding his role in this movie, Willem Dafoe was refused a role in another historical epic movie after the sponsors threatened to pull all funding if he was cast. Thus, the role of Dr. John Henry Holliday in Tombstone went to Val Kilmer instead.
Not a bad deal.
Do you know why the sinner named Willem Dafoe lost that to Val Kilmer?
Yeah, because it just said that if he were to take that role, then...
No. You have to read the subtext, son.
Okay, what's the subtext?
The subtext is Val Kilmer is so much of a saint that they even had him star in a movie called The Saint. Yes, Lord. I know what I'm talking about.
Which is about a Secret Service agent.
No. He's a saint, son.
Okay.
Sayeth the psalm. All right, number six.
Seven.
I'd rather do number six, but okay. Number seven. I wanted to get the satanic number out the way.
Six is not a satanic number. That's okay.
But that's part of it. All right. Willem Dafoe could not see for 3 days because he got too many eye drops to dilate the pupils of his eyes in bright sunlight to achieve a superhuman effect. That is another lie, my son. Do you know why that's a lie? Do you find the Lord humorous?
Yes.
Why is that?
Moving on to why William...
Big eye contact with me, son. Show me respect.
I cannot. I'm an atheist.
The reason why is that's called an illusion brought on by the underlord Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub. No. That man did not have dilated pupils because of bright sunlight. No. No, the man had the devil in him.
Okay.
And the only one that could take that out of him is our Lord and Savior.
Why do they call him the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when God is the Lord?
Oh, so should I have to read like the text over to you over and over and over again until it's ingrained into your soul and then you believe it wholeheartedly without question?
Yeah.
Damn right. Number six.
You didn't answer the question, but okay. Six.
When I have the Lord answering the whole question, son, I don't need to say a damn thing.
Number six.
Willem Dafoe. God, man, this man is, he's everywhere. It's like the snake, the serpent's trying to like just weasel its way into our hearts and souls. But we will say no, sir, Lord. Oh, back to it.
There was a firefight.
Willem Dafoe filmed the scene where the cobras crawl into Jesus' hut with an extremely high fever.
That's God getting back at him?
No. See, that's more of that. It's the eyes were dilated, okay? And then Val Kilmer, he turned down the role.
doesn't have anything to do with the fact that he was in a hut
and
with
he
a
had
fever.
A fever. No, the man had a demon in him.
Oh.
Okay. He was speaking in serpentry tongues, not the Lord's tongues.
Like in The Exorcist.
Sir, you gotta listen to me, son. You're trying to be humorous here, but it does not work in the eyes of the Lord.
Really?
No, sir, no.
Okay. You said he was possessed.
Number five.
Five.
Some historians claim Pontius Pilate was born in Scotland, where his father was posted as a Roman centurion guard. On knowing this, Scottish comedian Billy Connolly, I like him. He was in the Boondock Saints, and he believed.
So was Willem Dafoe.
He believed, yeah, but he played a homosexual.
So?
That's a sin in the eyes of the Lord. So even though he tried to do good,
no, it's a sin in the eyes of you.
He will be judged for his buggery and sodomize him.
It's not a sin in the eyes of the Lord.
So, back to the realness here.
Okay.
He suggested, Billy Connolly suggested that David Bowie play Pontius Pilate as a Scotsman. But David Bowie, oh, the ultimate sinner who laid down in bed with Mick Jagger after they did that New York, New York song. Bowie did not accept this advice.
It's not New York, New York. It was dancing in the streets.
Yeah, they were dancing in the damn ghetto sheets.
So what?
Okay, the ghetto sheets of Gomorrahizing and sodomizing.
Didn't realize that was a problem.
The Lord says it's a problem.
No, the book says it's a problem. The Lord's never said a word.
It is all a lie, son.
Yes, it is.
Because if it was perfectly okay, there would have been lubrication back in 2,000 years ago.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. If what?
Son, you're taking up all my time.
You gave me that look.
Get to the meat and the gravy, son.
If Manning is an inherent liar, can we all agree on Manning being an inherent liar?
If the devil has penetrated his heart.
No.
When the perforations are apparent.
If man is an inherent liar and man wrote the Bible is an inherent lie.
The man was used as a vessel.
Really?
So the Lord, he came down, he sprinkled his fingers of self-righteousness, faith.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. What about all the chapters that have been removed since the original pressing? Jose.
Our Lord works in mysterious ways. And you know this, man.
So you don't know. Okay.
The Lord knows all. And that's the end of it.
Okay.
Number four. When Jesus is in the temple of Roman soldiers.
No.
I said Jesus and it just it overwhelmed me. When Jesus is in the temple and Roman soldiers are coming after him in what appears to be all directions, it is the same five soldiers that are used in each shot. This was to save money as the film had a small budget. No. I say that it was not. Do you know why they looked all the same? Because they are legion. They are one and they are the devil's handiwork. Thank you, Mr. Martin Scorsese.
Wow.
You are at the forefront of this evil.
I think you have your biblical terms messed up, but okay.
When he speaks through me, I don't know what the end result's going to be. Number three.
Three.
Due to several threats from religious groups, director Martin Scorsese had to be occupied? Had to be accompanied by bodyguards during public appearances for some time after movie's release. I'm upset because he did not have bodyguards. I can't even speak properly on this heresy. Okay, bodyguards, he does not have bodyguards when he's doing the devil's work. Those are called familiars. And those are minions of the devil in his place to do his bidding. Okay? They're all floating around his head and hiding inside of his eyebrows.
Familiars for public appearances so that he doesn't get killed?
Yes, because some of us believe in the Lord and we see what he's trying to do. He's trying to usurp. He's trying to usurp the Lord, and we will not have any of that, sir.
I thought it just told a story about the last days of Christ.
It was a complete hypocrisy and a complete heresy and a complete don't fuck with me, sir. See, I'm getting heated and I have to use profanity to speak the Lord's will.
How is it heresy?
Because the Lord says it's heresy.
It can't be heresy if the Lord wrote about it and then man translated it and took their view of the whole situation and then filmed it.
The Lord said to do this, and then later on he might have changed his mind and said to do that, but the Lord did not say make a movie about my son, the Lord's son, and say that he did this and he did that when he did not.
How do you know?
Our Lord and Savior, because the book says so, sir. Shall it be written? Shall it be done? Number two. This film is rated number 6 on the 25 most controversial movies of all time. Entertainment Weekly, 16th of June, 2006.
I wonder what the other 24 movies were.
Well, I believe there are 5 that are worse. One of them has got to be Jesus Christ Superstar. Who the hell could believe that?
Who the hell do you think you are?
Exactly. That's just a slap in the face.
Reverend Jose, right there. All right, there.
So number one.
It all comes down to this.
You're right.
The final, number one.
Okay, Mel Gibson was considered a star as Jesus. He would later direct The Passion. Oh, yes, The Passion of the Christ. And I will say that if Jesus was going to return, he would use the body of Mr. Mel Gibson, who seems to understand the Lord's love. That is the most beautiful film ever made. It shows the hell, the torment, the sacrifice that our Lord went through to die for all of our sins. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, do you have anything to add to this abomination of a show?
Was The Passion of the Christ the one where it was shown Jesus being whipped, or was it The Temptation of Christ?
The Temptation was about his... I've never seen it. But I heard it's a very evil book and a very evil movie based off the evil book. And then
you've never seen it.
And besides, how can you take a film seriously when all these people from 2000 years ago have New Yorker accents? You cannot, okay, sir.
That one I can agree with. Walking around with a New York accent. Look here. I don't need this.
This film is like the first draft to that Brown fella's Da Vinci book.
Dan Brown?
Yes. I don't want to say his name. I don't want to give him any credence.
You just did.
Don't try to backtrack on me, son.
Okay.
It was like a precursor trying to say that Jesus was a sinner. Oh, no. Jesus was never a sinner. He died for our sins. And I believe that wholeheartedly to the end of time, till the rapture.
Oh, there you go.
So, would you like to say anything else, or can we say good night? Or would you rather just type on your doohickey thingy?
My doohickey thingy?
Yes.
I was going to show you something. What about this? What about The Life of Brian?
See, already I have to turn my eyes away when I see a yarmulke. Okay? The Lord never wore a yarmulke. He hated the Jews for what they had done to him.
He is Jewish.
No. He disbanded that. And he said, no, I start my new thing.
His last name was Epstein.
There's one true faith, and it is Christianity. You remember that. Okay?
Come on, this is an uplifting song. Always look on the bright side of life.
See, it's all fallacy, because if the man was really staked, if he was really nailed to the cross, he would not be singing so joyfully, sir.
That's why the whole song is funny, is because he's nailed to a cross and he's saying,
no, see,
when life's a piece of shit.
No, they are cowards, sir. They're not even brave enough to drive the spikes through the wrists and through the ankles.
They drove them right through the palm of the hand.
They're using rope, sir.
Yes. If you drive the spike through any part of the body, just to show you, whether it's the wrist or the hand, if you don't wrap them, then they tear free, and then the person can walk away. So what you do is you stake them through, and then you tie them so that their arms are there, and then they can't escape.
Son, do you want to know why you have lost this argument and every other argument you have brought up during this whole episode. Do you want to know why, son?
Yes, please.
The reason why is you are discussing this with a representative of the Lord. And when that comes to fruition, then every single time you will lose.
I only have one thing to say to this.
Good night, sir.
No, it's coming up. Throw him to the floor.
My patience is waning, sir.
Brian. What is your name? Doing do. Come on, it's Monty Python, Life of Brian. Have you ever seen this?
A messenger of the Lord does never break character, sir.
That's not what I asked. Have you ever seen this? Jose?
I would never lower myself to this standards.
Have you ever seen the Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
I will not acknowledge that they exist in the eyes of our Lord.
The meaning of life.
The meaning of life is our Lord and Savior. Worship Him. Praise Him. Open a couple of eggs.
A fish called
Hide
Wanda.
Them somewhere. Have a good time every springtime.
There it is. Biggest dickest.
So I try to bring the word of the Lord to you, and all you can hit me with is toilet humor and penile jokery.
Yeah, that was trying to show you what the Roman centurions were all about.
It's like a highly advanced civilization trying to speak to two monkeys, and it just does not work. There's no understanding here. You are at the bottom rung of rational thought, sir. And at that, I will bid you farewell, and I hope the Lord finds his way into your heart before you are thrown down, cast down into the fires of hell, just like Mr. Scorsese and just like Mr. Willem Dafoe.
I don't believe in that.
Oh, well, there you go. I guess because you don't believe in it, then it must make it so.
Yeah.
The Lord doesn't believe that.
Prove it.
Oh, you'll find out, sir. You get to live your life of sin and misery, and you will find out at the end when you are plucked from your fake paradise and you are cast away into the flames of eternity.
Call God on your cell phone and let me talk to him. You want to prove that he exists? Give me, call him on your cell phone.
Sir, my word is enough.
Call Michael the Archangel.
My word.
Or Gabriel.
This is the word of the Lord being David. Channeled through me. Okay, you can try to come at me with all this trickery and David Bladeness, but it ain't going to happen, sir.
There's no trickery. Just call him. If the Lord speaks through you, call him.
Do you know what killed Houdini? It wasn't some extravagant trick or anything. It was the common cold. No, no, no. It was the Lord. He said, you are trying to use mysticism over everyone. And the Lord said, you know what? I'm going to give you this little cold and make you pass out and die forever.
No.
Because you don't deserve.
He was punched in the stomach and it ruptured his spleen.
You don't deserve to spread the word of the Lord with all of your evil sorcery. I will go to bed. I'm saying goodnight.
Houdini was punched in the stomach and he died of a ruptured, maybe it was a ruptured intestine.
Well, then the devil was in him and he got ruptured apart.
Oh, traumatic appendicitis. That's what it was. I knew that.
More like he should have said, who did that?
Yeah, well, he got punched in the stomach and died of appendicitis. There you go.
That was self-righteousness.
Uh-huh.
Yes, informing him of the error of his life. And he did not heed the warnings, so then he had to pass on.
Okay.
Now, can we say goodbye, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I have things to I have to attend to. I have more lives to save that are worth saving. Thank you. Jose out.
Oh, it's so hard to keep a straight face with that stuff.
Good show! Jolly good show! Jolly good show indeed!
Hakuna Matata, bitches!
This is the Cinescape Movie Podcast. We thank you for listening to the show, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email us or tweet us. My handle is @JoeSpiegel_Joe. My handle? That's what I call it, my handle?
You can tweet me at... You can send me a tweet at...
Tweet me at... You can follow me. Fuck off. All right.
Yeah, follow... You can follow me or tweet me at... Send a tweet to...
All right.
Follow. Follow would be better.
You can follow me on Twitter.
You can Twitter me.
You can follow me on Twitter at @JoeSpiegel_Joe.
And for me, it is at...
What about you?
MPS5150, because I make it easy.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And please remember, share the podcast.
Hey.
What is it, Joe?
Yeah. You see that little button over there? Yeah?
Yes.
All you gotta
what button?
The little share button.
Which button is that?
It says share.
Sometimes it's a little arrow that goes in a circle.
Regardless, it's there.
Or more.
So share.
Share. Share that podcast.
Click that shit. It's simple.
Please.
We do put some work into this. Not a lot. Not as much as we should. But still, all you have to do is click the share button.
Yeah. Click anything that says share. Like on our movie reviews, there's a Facebook share and a Google+. Pick one. We prefer Facebook, but you know.
Spread the love.
Help us grow.
Spread the love, and we will spread our legs open for you.
No, we won't.
I take showers.
Well, what is that one? Show the balls?
Open your balls. Shower, yeah. Share the show.
Share the hell out of it.
Share.
Give her some love. I sound like little Nick.
Have a good night.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.